Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Ever since Brother Greg asked me to preach for you tonight, I've been praying and saying, Lord, what does your people need? Hallelujah. No, not what do I want to preach, but Lord, what does your people need? And Lord, I pray that He gave me the right words to give to you tonight from His eternal settled in heaven word. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I've often tell the church that, you know, preachers are like Alka-Seltzer. Hallelujah. The Spirit drops a message into your spirit. And it goes fizz. And when you finally get to preach it, oh, what a relief it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. I want to give you, I believe, from the Word of the Lord today, what God is wanting for His church. And listen, I believe that the Lord wants us. Would you stand with me as we read the Word of the Lord? Turn in your Bibles with me to the book of Revelation. I want to get right on into this tonight. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 1. Are you there? Yes. Glory to God. We're going to read from Revelation chapter 1 and we're going to read from Revelation chapter 4. I'm going to pull some things together that I gave to our church here just not too long ago. But I do know that God is calling to the church in these last days. He's saying that my bride is going to have to make herself ready. She's going to have to get the spots and the blemishes and the wrinkles from off of her wedding garments. For the bride hath made herself ready. Oh, and He's coming back for those who are watching and waiting for His appearing. Hallelujah. If you got your eyes on the world when Jesus appears on clouds of power and great glory, oh, you're going to be like Lot's wife. You're going to look back and be left behind. You better get your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Hallelujah! Lay aside every sin and every weight that doth so easily beset you, that you might run with patience the race that is set before you. Glory to you. Are you with me? Revelation chapter 1. Go with me to verse 12. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like into fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice is the sound of many waters, and he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Turn with me now to Revelation chapter 4. Hallelujah. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass, verse 6. Revelation 4, verse 6. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had the face of a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the fourth beast had each of them six wings about him. And they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to Him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him that sat on the throne, and worship Him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I pray, God, that you would touch us with that glorious, holy, righteous, nail-scarred hand of Jesus today. Lord, let us be forever chained by your touch. Lord, I pray that we surrender all of our will and way to your will and to your way. Oh, God, may our hearts be softened by the Holy Ghost. Would you draw us ever closer to the throne of grace, to the glorious Son of God. Sanctify us today with your glorious, righteous blood. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness and make us whole. Cause our hearts to burn within us as we talk with you along the way. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory for all that you've done. Lord, for all that you are doing. And Lord, what you're yet going to do in the lives of your people. And we all shouted and shouted hallelujah and amen. Woo, come on, amen, hallelujah. Glory to God. You may be seated. I want to give to you this tonight what the Lord has given to me for you, and I believe for the entire church, for the church body. As I've said, He is calling those who are His bride. He's calling those who have been washed in His blood to now make themselves ready and to get off the spots and the blemishes and the wrinkles from off of their wedding garments. We've gotten too many spots of the things of this world. We've gotten too many blemishes of the philosophies of man. We've gotten too many wrinkles of the wisdom of man. Oh, but the wisdom of man is, in the eyes of God, a bunch of foolishness. Oh, and we need the wisdom of God if we're going to make it, hallelujah, all the way to the end. We've got to turn our eyes upon Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. So praise God. I want to preach to you tonight about the was, about the is, and about the shall be. Oh, glory to God. I want to remind you that there was a glory that Jesus shared with His Father in eternity past. Oh, hallelujah. In Proverbs, the book of Proverbs chapter 8, it tells us that Jesus, the Son of God, was brought forth from the Father. He was the only begotten Son of God. Oh, how that the Father, He raised Him up. He brought Him up. He truthed Him up into the plan that He would have, and that He would become the only mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And we know that the Son of God, Jesus Christ the righteous, that He shared glory with His Father in eternity past. Hallelujah. Oh, and you see this glory of God revealed in Revelation chapter 1 when Jesus appears in His glory and in His power. And John turns to see the voice that spoke with him. And church, if we're not careful, we'll hear a voice behind us. And Isaiah tells you what the voice behind you is saying. And I heard a voice behind me say, "This is the way. Walk ye in it. When you turn to the left and when you turn to the right." Oh, listen, church. The way to the cross is straight. The way toward home is the way of God. The way toward the eternal reward is following Jesus. Oh, somebody say praise the Lord. Oh, listen, and too many times if we turn to the left or if we turn to the right, we hear the warning voice of the Savior behind us saying, "No, this is the way. Walk ye in it. Stay in the way and the truth and the life which is found in Christ Jesus." Hallelujah, there is no other way but the way of Jesus, the way of the cross, and the way of the precious blood of the Lamb slain from before the foundations of the world. We see the glory of the Son of God revealed. And John the Revelator, remember, church, this Saint John was with Jesus as He was in the flesh. He was with Jesus in the upper room at the Last Supper. And the Bible says that he leaned on Jesus' breast. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I want you to know that there's coming a day when Jesus is going to be revealed in His power and in His glory. Oh, but aren't you glad that that powerful, glorious Son of God, sister, who loves us more than we can imagine, who gave Himself for us even while we were yet in our sin, who loved us. And when the Father said, "I give my only begotten Son," don't you know, the Son of God said, "Send me, I'll go." Does anybody love Jesus this morning? Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, and when John the Revelator saw him, he was the one who leaned on him at supper, called beloved by the Savior. Now he sees Jesus, hallelujah, in his glorified power and glory, the same glory that he had in eternity past with his Father. And the Bible says he fell at his feet as though dead. Oh, listen, church, sometimes we get the wrong idea about who Jesus is. And there's even a song out nowadays, and some people like it, I guess, but I don't need to sing that song, sister. That song says, I can only imagine. Will I dance for joy? Or will I sing a tune? No, I'll tell you what you'll do. When you come into the presence of the Almighty Son of God, you fall down on your face at His feet and give Him glory. So we see Jesus and His resurrected power and glory. Oh, brother, that was one instance. No, it wasn't. Go to the book of Matthew chapter 17. And Jesus, taking Peter, James, and John, went into a mountain and was transfigured before them. And He shone with the glory that He had with His Father in eternity past. And the Bible goes on to say He fell at His feet as though dead.
Come on. Glory to
God. You know, sometimes we think we're something when in reality we're nothing. Hallelujah. I told the church not too long ago, I said, I better never hear any one of you say, I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. Don't you know who I am? I said, I'll tell you who you are. Without Jesus, you're nothing. Without Jesus, you know nothing. Without Jesus, you have nothing. Without Jesus, you're nothing. Hang in there with me. I'm going to start preaching in a minute. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. I just got a little excited there. Oh, hallelujah. So we see Jesus in His resurrected power and glory. The same glory that He had in eternity past. And He falls down at the feet of Jesus as though dead. Oh, but hallelujah. Jesus, ever the high priest. Jesus, ever the compassionate Savior. He reaches down just like He did to Peter, James, and John in Matthew 17. And He lays His hand on them and says, fear not! Yeah. Woo, glory!
Hallelujah!
Oh, but I'm here to tell you, church, I believe that when we see Jesus face to face, oh, Brother Craig, we're going to fall down and speak. I don't have to imagine. I know. The Bible tells us we're going to fall at His feet, casting our crowns of salvation at His feet, and say, oh, Lord, Thou art worthy to receive all glory, all praise, all honor. I'm nothing. You brought me in and made me something.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to
you. Well, you don't know what my last name is.
Okay.
I'm a somebody. You know what? Ain't none of us anything without Jesus. We come to Jesus weary, worn, and sad, and He takes our sins away. Hallelujah. And He doesn't ask you, now, who are you? Are you a Jones? Are you a McDonald? Well, now I got a special prize for you. No, He says, you're born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And I can cut you out of your crooked family tree, and I can cut you into an eternal tree. I can graft you in to the vine that lasts forever.
Yes.
Who wants in on that deal? Woo! Glory. Now we see Jesus in His resurrected power and glory, but He's ever the high priest He's ever the Savior. He's ever the loving one who comes and puts His hand on us. His right hand, the power. And He says, fear not. I am He that liveth. Though you think you're dead, I'll make you alive again. Whew. He said, I'm the first and I'm the last. Church, listen to me. How many of you remember when you first came to Jesus? Weary, worn, and sad, and He took your sins away. Yeah. And He covered you in His glorious blood. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah, I dare say. You may not have heard it like this, but I'm sure it was something like this. As He spoke into your life, He said, come unto me, all ye who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your weary soul.
Come on. Come on.
He was the first that spoke into your life, and I'm here to remind you, He will be the last that speaks into your life when you stand before Him someday, and you will either hear Him say, well done, my good and faithful servant, or depart from me, you worker of iniquity.
Come on.
Woo! Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. Somebody told me one time, preacher, you get too excited. And I said, don't ask me to apologize. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Come on now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're serving a living God. And He's got a living word. And it's still alive today. I can feel it in my bones. I can feel it in my hands. I can feel it in my feet. Oh, praise God. I can feel it all over me.
Glory to God.
Jesus says, I'm the first and I'm the last. He's the first one to speak in your life. As you knelt at the cross of Calvary. Oh, hallelujah. He'll be the last voice that speaks into your life at the completion of your time at judgment seat. And hallelujah, you're going to hear one of two. Hallelujah. Oh, but He reminds you. Today, as He did to John the Revelator on that Isle of Patmos, He said, I am He that liveth. Oh, praise God. He was saying, I am the source of all life. I am the source of all good things. Hallelujah. All good and every good and perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there's no shadow, variableness, neither shadow of turning. Are you grateful for the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ today in your life that still shines in a dark place? Ooh, then don't let your light be hidden under the bushel of your flesh. Ooh, Shahaya. I said, don't let the light of the gospel be hidden by the bushel of your flesh. You allow the light of Jesus Christ, like a candle on a hill, to shine in a dark place, wherever it is you are. Ooh, hallelujah. Well, preacher, I'm always in Walmart. They need some light. Glory. Well, preacher, I'm sometimes at work. They need some light. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. You know, I know, I recognize, church, child of God. I recognize this today. That you can go into somewhere, wherever it might be. And you can praise and you can pray continually in your heart unto God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. And I'm here to remind you, it'll be written all over your countenance. Hallelujah. Somebody will look at you and say, you shine. Something different with you. You light up the place when you come in. Woo! It's not me. It's the light of the glory of Jesus in me. The hope of glory. Woo!
He is worthy to be praised. Come on.
He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Church, even if we just talk about the glory that He had with His Father, that's something to praise Him about. Woo, Shah. I want to remind you of this. There came a time, hallelujah, somewhere in that place of time of eternity, there came a time where that became the was of Jesus, and He stepped into our present world and became the is. He left His glory with His Father, and He came down into the earth. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Who being in the form of God
man, and in the form of a man, he humbled himself. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. What is Jesus calling you and I to do today, church? To humble ourselves in the sight of God, so that we might be able to resist the devil, submitting to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Oh, too many believers say, I'm fighting with the devil. You shouldn't be fighting with the devil. There's no contest if you're walking with Jesus. If you got Jesus on the inside working on the outside, when the devil comes to mess around with you, he's going to see the light and he's going to roar. Supposed to. Well, do you want to know why? Because we didn't follow the formula. He said, submit yourselves to God, then you resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. You can resist the devil all you want, not submitting to God. He's going to eat your lunch. Your breakfast and your supper too. Oh, somebody say hallelujah. Oh, church, we got to walk after Jesus Christ. We got to get hungry for the things of God. We got to hunger and thirst after righteousness, because if we do, he promises we shall be filled. You see, there is a was, there is an is, and there is a shall be. Hallelujah. He didn't say, you come to me weary, worn, and sad. I wash your sins away, and you're filled with immediate righteousness. Did he? No, he didn't. He said, but as you come to me, wash, as you keep looking on to me, and you grow onward and upward in Christ Jesus, as you keep following the path that is laid out before you. How many of you believe the righteous man's steps are ordered by God? Oh, and if you walk in those steps, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. I don't know about you, but that got me excited. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am he that liveth. I'm the source of life. I'm the source of all creation. And church, you know what we forget? Here we are with the source of all life down on the inside. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And we fight some little stinky imp, and we get all down in the dumps, and our bottom lip drags the ground, and we trip over it. I don't know why God won't give me the victory. Yeah. Does anybody here believe in Jesus? Yeah. Does anybody have Jesus down in your heart? Yeah. You know how offensive it must be to the Father for us to ask him for victory, and he says, what? I already gave you Jesus. Said, we got what we need already. We got the name. Woo! The name above all names. Not just any name. The name that's been highly exalted in heaven and in earth. We've got a name above all names inside of us. And we've got the eternal word of God, which is Jesus, the Son of God. Woo! Hallelujah. If he's on the inside, working on the outside, what more do you need? I'll tell you what you need. You need to submit to that word. Woo! What do you mean, preacher? Well, did you ever read the rest of those verses that go right along with it? I believe the word of God is meant to be taken in whole counsel, all together. I don't believe with piece and parcel one out. I like that part, but I don't like this one. I'm going to quote this one 365 days a year. And the rest of it, I wonder why things aren't working out in my life. Because you can't pick and choose God. You've got to take him all the way. What does the rest of it say? Submit yourself to God, resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Oh, God feels like he's so far. That's because you haven't been drawing nigh to him. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Now, he ain't talking about me, brother. He's not talking about me. Or you, brother. We're a special class. Praise God.
Oh, boy. Come on.
He's got the slick head. I've got the slick chin. Praise God. We're of a special class. Hallelujah.
Oh, that means we got to draw nigh to God. He wrote this in the book of James to the church, to the elect lady. He said, cleanse your hands, you sinners. How do our hands get dirty? We start doing stuff in the works of the flesh and no longer the works of faith, which are of God, which is born of God. And we better start putting our hands back to the plow and not look back. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Uh-oh. Man, this went from an amen to an old me real quick. Be afflicted and mourn.
Come on.
I had a preacher one time try to tell me, one time where I was going to church, praise the Lord. He said, brother, you mourn too much. You need to worship and praise and be full of joy. I said, well, I will. I will. When I get right where I need to be with God, then I'm going to have the joy. You know why sometimes, church, we don't have the joy of the Lord? And it's not our strength because we didn't purify our hands. Woo. We didn't cleanse our hearts and we were double-minded toward God. We're walking with Him on Sunday and on Monday we've already forgot what we heard Pastor say.
Yeah. Come on now, that's good.
Woo.
Yes, sir.
Man, we can jump up, shout, hey, Brother Greg, we can do the little... On Sunday. Come Monday and we're... Did you know what he just did? Do you know what he just said? Do you know what they just did to me? Oh, poor thing. And what they do to Jesus? Laid him on the cross and nailed him.
There you go.
And what did he say? Father, forgive them. For they know not what they did.
Yes.
Can somebody still shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
Oh, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up.
Come on.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, there was a time in the creation of this world in time where Jesus came as a payment for man's sin. The price for your salvation on a hill outside of Jerusalem at a place called Golgotha. And there He died for the sins of mankind. Oh, some might say, what sins? Look around you. Look around you for the sins of the world. Oh, but don't just look around you. Stop for a moment and look within. Oh, for these sins. For my sins He died for. And He paid the price so that I might have that relationship. Hallelujah with God. Woo, praise the Lord. Oh yes, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every man to his own way. Oh, but aren't you glad Jesus is alive forevermore? Hallelujah. Where's Sister Lerna? Oh, hallelujah. I hear her back there somewhere. She said, didn't you hear her earlier? She said, He loves me. Oh, and even if I sin, hallelujah. Oh, the Bible says, if any man sin, are you hearing me? He didn't say when any man sin. He said if. In other words, that ought not be part of your lifestyle. If it's an occasional slip up or something that doesn't normally happen. If any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Woo! Anybody here been cleansed lately? Hallelujah. I said, anybody here got cleansed lately?
Preacher, what do you mean?
Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Ooh, are you washed in the blood? Oh, in that soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Well, that happened to me when I was six.
You better get washed today. You better be walking daily by the Savior's side. You better be walking and trusting daily in the crucified. Why? For he is alive forevermore. Ooh, hallelujah. I'm getting there. Don't rush me. Praise the Lord. Don't you be looking at them clocks or watches. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If my wife ever sat on the front row, she's got that little sign like, you know, wrap it up. Here lately, she's been sitting on the back row, and she's kind of like this. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Woo. I look out across there, and I go, oh, I get the picture. You see, without my glasses, I can't see more than 5 feet. Now y'all know why they're off, don't you? Now you know why they're off. Only Jesus has got the power in the life that was. Only Jesus has the power in the life that is now is in the present. And only Jesus has the power to give you life in the shall be. So when we look back at our life, hallelujah, we realize that we were born in sin and shaping in iniquity. And an old family tree that we were born of is crooked and corrupt. And we needed to be cut out of that old tree and grafted into the branch. Hallelujah, into the true vine of Christ Jesus. Oh, the Bible, book of James tells us if you receive with meekness the engrafted word. Yeah. Engrafted, you know what that means? That means you're cut to fit the cross. The cross doesn't get cut and fit to shape you. That means you're cut and fit into the cross. Because if you don't get in that way, you didn't get in. With an engrafted word of God, he said, it's as able to save your souls. Ooh, hallelujah. I don't know about you, I want to be saved. Anybody here want to be saved? Hallelujah. I don't want that trump to sound in the last morning. And where shall I be? Looking around saying, oh Lord, where did I miss it? No, I want to look up with joy and see him coming on clouds of power and great glory.
Come on.
So we get it. The Lord Jesus is now a picture that we can see of the was, the is, and the shall be. And Jesus took our place. He came to your present life. He came to your present world. He came to your present situation to become the is for you. Hallelujah. Do you think there's still no glory in the is? Well, I'm telling you what, there's glory in the cross. Woo, there's glory in the blood. There's glory in the way of Jesus Christ. There's glory! Salvation! So glorious! And so free. And the power of His life in the present, hallelujah, can take you into the power of the life in eternity to come. Yes. Praise God. See, you and I look back at our was. Hallelujah. What do we see? We see brokenness. We see pain. We see loss. We see disappointment. We see every other kind of evil work which will end in death, both naturally and spiritually. Oh, praise God, brother. It didn't end for you at 25. Oh, hallelujah. When you got a hold of Jesus, you got a hold of something eternal. Hallelujah. That could take you from the was into your present is. And He's not done with you yet. He wants to take you all into the shall be. Woo! The eternal pattern of the Son of God is to be revealing Himself as He did on the Isle of Patmos. And church, listen to me. You and I take that same pattern in our life. And He causes us to look back and to see where He has brought us from. And we can sing. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. Oh, are you hearing me, church? Yeah. It's not, I still am living in sin, and Jesus really don't mind. Well, ain't the way the song goes. He said you got to have a place in your life where you look back and see where you once was. And you see that by His power, He brought you into the place that now is.
Yes, sir.
And you didn't do it by your power. You didn't do it by your strength. Hallelujah. But He did it by His Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Woo, hallelujah. Church, we got a hold of something powerful. We got a hold of something that is so powerful it was in eternity past. It is right now in your life if you allow it to be. And it's got the power to bring you into eternity to come. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The pattern must follow. We must get to is, hallelujah, in the reference to here and now. It's a reference to Jesus being that crucified Christ, the one who once was, who became the present is, hallelujah. And did you know, church, that He now is at the right hand of the Father? Woo! Hallelujah. Part of the is was being crucified for you. And the other part of the is that He might now be the resurrected Christ, resurrected in power and glory at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you even right now. Woo! Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo, come on, let it come out of the heart. Not because preacher said say it. Hallelujah for the blood.
Hallelujah.
Come on, give Him praise. Come on, glorify the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Did you know that a part of every message, hallelujah, it gets down to where the rubber meets the road. It goes from the amen, hallelujah, to the old me. Oh my God.
All right.
And here it is. Praise the Lord. Church, do you realize that if you are not walking in the is with Christ Jesus today, don't talk to me about the hereafter.
Right.
And Paul said it best. He didn't say I is because that wouldn't be grammatically correct. Oh, but he said it another way. He said, for I am right now, today, I am crucified with Christ. And nevertheless, I will, yet not I, but Christ now liveth in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me.
Yeah.
Woo, somebody shout hallelujah. You can claim to be a Christian, but if you can't say I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, well, hallelujah. You better get that song going. Hallelujah. You better get right with God. If you're playing with sin, I'm here to tell you, you're playing with death. Oh, God doesn't care. Oh, yes, He does. Oh, I'm here to tell you that high priest, Christ Jesus, oh, someday, He still is right now that humble high priest. And even though He reveals Himself and His power and His glory to us, oh, hallelujah, He'll still lay His right hand of power on you and say, fear not, I am He. Woo, I am He what? I am He that can take your was and take it into the present is. And not only that, change you and alter you so that you'll get into the shall be with me.
Come on.
Now we're talking about something. Woo! Glory. You better lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset you. Why do you think Paul warned the church of that, church? It's the little besetting sins. It's the little foxes that spoil the vines. It's the times when we get cold in our love toward Jesus and we let things of the world begin to creep in. Oh, church, have you ever seen the way folks worship at a football game? Oh, they don't worship at a football game. Oh, yeah, they do. Man, some of them guys, they had way too many cheeseburgers. They'll take their shirt off and paint themselves team colors. And they're jumping up and down. They're showing us a whole lot of stuff we'd rather not see.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Right. They were trying to show their absolutely nothings. Hallelujah. And so here they go up and down, painted in colors. And man, their arms are up in the air. And they're doing like this. And somehow I'm a crazy fool for being excited about grabbing hold of something eternal that will take me into the hereafter and beyond.
Yes, yes.
And your rainbow lasts for 3 hours?
Right.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on.
Don't you get judgmental to me. Have y'all been watching them games? Come on, stand up and give God some glory. Come on, give God the glory. Come on,
worship Him like a God.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, yeah. you may be seated. Hallelujah. Come on, you can worship from your seat. Ha. Glory to God. Ooh, I just had a spiritual breakthrough. My wife tells me, honey, said, those folks can't handle anything more. The seat can't handle what they're, I mean, the ears can't handle what the seat can't handle. Praise, I know what to do now, though, honey. I know what to do. I'm going to get them up by there 45 minutes. Woo! Glory to God. It's like starting all over again. Restart the timer, honey. Isn't God good? Oh, preacher, I'm a Christian. I claim Jesus. I'm looking for that place called heaven. I got saved when I was 6. Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? You had a was, but is He walking in your ears?
That's good.
I said, is He walking in your ears? Can you say, I am crucified with Christ? Nevertheless, I live. Ooh, how can you still live when you got crucified? Because you got a hold of the one who gives life. Hallelujah. He is my ever-present help in time of need. Hallelujah. You know what I tell them? Don't talk to me about the Shelby if you can't walk with Jesus in the ears. Ooh. If you're walking with Him in the ears, then you can shout and dance and get happy about the Shelby. But if you can't walk with Him, you can't walk with Him in the ears. Hallelujah. Oh, listen to me. There's another Jesus being preached in the world today. There's another gospel. It's seducing spirits, doctrines of devils, and it's heat to themselves, teachers having itching ears, unable to endure the sound doctrine which is able to make them free. Well, how do you know it's the right Jesus preacher? Because you'll hear Him say, oh, come unto me, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Hear me and be blessed. I am meek and lowly. Come and trust my mind. Oh, come, my yoke is easy. Oh, and my burden light. You see, the Jesus that's being preached today is some arrogant, proud person, and that's not Jesus. It's some arrogant, proud person who walks around saying, do you know who I am? And that's not Jesus. Jesus said, if any man will follow me, let him take his cross. Deny himself and follow me. Church, I present to you that Jesus tonight. That Jesus who must be in your ears if you want to hear Him say, my good and faithful servant, and the shall be. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, but if you want to hear the Lord say, well done, if you're walking with Jesus in the ears, I want to give you some word. Psalms 37:39. The salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. Ooh, somebody shout hallelujah. Psalms 91:2. I will say of the Lord, He is, not was, not shall be. He is right now. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will put my trust. How many of you need Jesus right now today? How many of you have a situation, a problem, a circumstance that you don't know how to fix? I'm here to remind you, Jesus is living in your ears. Proverbs 30:5. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Isaiah 53:3. Church, we don't want to hear this one sometimes. Listen to me. He is. Present tense. Today. Right now. He is despised and rejected of men. Can anybody say amen?
Yeah.
Is He being despised and rejected?
Yeah.
Now let me tell you something, church. If you're following Jesus,
you will be despised and rejected too.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me? If the world loves you, you need to check your salvation.
Yeah, come on, say that.
I said, if everybody thinks you're hip and cool and they think you're that all right Christian, you need to check your salvation. Because if they hated him, they're going to hate you. If they despise him, they're going to despise you. He is despised and rejected, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
Yes.
You didn't get saved so you could be happy, healthy, and wealthy.
Yeah.
You got saved so that the glory of God might be revealed through you. You got saved so that the power, hallelujah, and the glory of an eternal Son of God who was, who is, and who shall be, can be revealed in you in the earnest of your inheritance.
Come on,
right now.
Come on.
Woo, glory. And the earnest of your inheritance is your healing. The earnest of your inheritance is your salvation. The earnest of your inheritance is your victory as you walk onward and upward with Christ Jesus day by day. Woo, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Are you hearing me? Child of God, I want you to look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. There is the power and the glory of the was. There is the power and the glory of the present. And there will be the power and the glory that will be revealed in Christ Jesus in time to come. And church, listen, Paul said it best in the book of Philippians. I'm going to close with this. Woo, glory to God. Somebody's saying hallelujah.
Oh. I'm going to close with this. Listen, Paul said it best in the book of Philippians. He said, listen, and I'm going to paraphrase just a little bit because I'm going to tell you what he didn't say and then I'm going to tell you what he said. He said, oh, that I might know him just in the power of his resurrection. Oh, man, I want to have that resurrection of the dead one day. Well, I'm missing a whole lot of stuff there, aren't I? Because that's not all he said. And he said, I'm going to write a book and sell it for $49.95 and it's going to tell you the 12 steps to victory. You know what? Too many Christians are reading too many books by men about God and they're not reading the one book by God about men. Get your eyes in the Word of God. Get your trust and faith in Him. You know what? So-and-so's book might be great, but that's their testimony and I want mine. Hallelujah! And I'm going to find it in the Word of God, which is eternally settled in heaven. I'm not going to find it in Brother So-and-so's book. Now, it might help you. It might guide you along the way of some things. But you better put your faith and trust in the Word of God. Amen? No, here's what Paul said. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. How many of you want Him the power of His resurrection? How many of you want that power of His resurrection? Oh, come on now. Some of you want it, right? Let me get my glasses. How many of you want the power of His resurrection?
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Did y'all know there's another part to that?
Yeah. Come on now.
And the fellowship of His suffering. Being made conformable to His death. Well, now who wants that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Preacher, you done waded way off into it now. You done quit preaching and gone to meddling.
Yes, Lord.
That's what preachers do.
Yeah.
If by any means I might attain to the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend. Y'all know what apprehend means? It's kind of hard on this old Cajun boy. I had to go to dictionary. Hallelujah. You know what that means? That's what the police do, man. When they get you, they apprehend you. They put you in their car and they take you off to a jail cell. Right? So listen, you know what he's really saying? He said, I haven't captured that for all of that for which Jesus has already captured me.
Yeah.
How many of you want more Jesus?
Yes.
How much has He captured your heart with love?
Amen.
Did you know there's so much more you can capture?
Yeah.
Woo, glory to God. I want more of His love tonight. How about you? For that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. Brethren,
I count not myself to have captured it all. I count not myself to have apprehended. There's still so much more we can get of Jesus, isn't there? We didn't get all of Jesus. Did you realize that? There's so much more of the eternal Son of God. He's infinite and divine. Why are you stopping? Why are you not searching? Why are you not digging for more? Why are you not hungry for more of Jesus? You haven't captured all there is to be captured of Him. Well, I'm feeling kind of low and dry, brother. Well, you stopped capturing Jesus. You stopped drawing nigh to Him and He stopped drawing nigh to you. So what'd you do, Paul? He said, well, I got this simple clue and I'm going to give it to you. He didn't say there's 12 steps. He didn't say there was 11. He didn't say there was 6. He said, there's one thing I do. Yeah. Woo! I forget those things which was. I live victoriously in the hills, and I reach for the prize that is in the shouting. Woo!
Thank you.
Forgetting those things which are behind, the was, reaching forth unto those things which are before, the is, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Whoo, glory. Now come on, I want you to stand to your feet right now. Because I'm going to close with this. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not appear yet what we shall be. But we know, everybody say no. That when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. Woo! For we shall see Him as He is. Does anybody here have that hope? I said, does anybody here have that hope? You know what He says after that? Every man that hath this hope purifieth himself. Praise the Lord. Somebody come up to this piano. And the rest of you, bow your heads. I'm going to call you up to the altar. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm not pulling some preacher trick on you. I'm telling you right now. If you're dibbling and dabbling, if you're playing with God and you've not been serious with Him, you better get serious. Time is short. He said you better work while it is day, for night cometh when no man can work. And so tonight, listen, if you've been living in the was of your past, if you've been living in some past situation that seems to have control over you and you cannot seem to shake it, I'm here to remind you that Jesus in the is can set you free and will take you on into the shall be of a victorious life in Him. But you've got to want it. And you've got to desire it. You've got to hunger after Him more than anything else that this life has to offer. And so right now, is there anyone, whatever prayer you might need, whether it be of your body, of your soul, or of your spirit, I want to invite you to come to the front right now, but come in faith. If you don't have faith, please don't come, but come in faith if you believe that God can touch and meet your need right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The altars are open. Come on. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the strength of God that you give your people. Thank you for the glorious blood. Thank you for the precious power, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, if you don't know Jesus today, if you've never surrendered your life to Him, I want to give you that opportunity right now. The Savior is calling, and you can hear Him in that still small voice. He is saying, come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart,
and you shall find rest for your weary soul. Hallelujah. Are you weary today? Come give it to Jesus. Let Him be the power and the is of your life right now. Let Him be that ever-present help in your time of need. Hallelujah. Do not tarry. Come on. Do not tarry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you need prayer for your body, I want you to come up. If you need healing for something, I want you to come up. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He said, by His stripes, we are healed. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to give you one more opportunity before I turn this over to Brother Greg. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, I feel the presence and the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we've had together. Lord, I pray that you bless your people. Lord, I pray that they just look unto you, the author and the finisher of their faith. I just begin to call out upon the name above all names. And then, Lord, even as the days around us grow darker and darker, may the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus shine ever brighter. And Lord, in the life of your people, Lord, may that light that you've placed in their heart, oh God, may it be placed upon a hill, a light to shine in a place of great darkness. We thank you for that light. We thank you for that light. We thank you for that light. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. One more opportunity. One more time. One more chance. Would you come? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Brother Greg. Thank you, Jesus.